Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, Chris has survived through the second hour of the show, although it may be touch and go for a while, huh?
Yeah, the worst is over. It's moved away a little bit. It was right overhead, and we had good, large, pea-sized hail coming down there for a while.
But now it's all gone to Phoenix, right?
Yeah, it's headed your way.
The book is by Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and it's called Ouija Gone Wild. I want to ask you, Rosemary, we've heard frightening stuff going on here, really weird stuff. We've heard the case of a woman who left her fortune to someone, some entity or being with whom she communicated on the Ouija board. Any real funny stories?
Well, let's see. A number of people have gotten accurate information about who they're going to marry. And advice, people have gotten helpful advice. Oh, there was one funny story where this was from earlier in the 20th century, and a lot of these cases would get reported in the news media because the Ouija board was a novelty up until about the mid-20th century, and so a lot of strange cases would wind up in the media. But she called up the police one night and insisted that a triple murder had taken place in her home, and the bodies were in the attic. So, of course, the police go rushing over to her house. They search the entire house, including the attic, and no bodies, not a drop of blood, no sign of any mayhem whatsoever. And she said, well, I know that triple murder was committed here because the Ouija board said so. And so she, you know, hey, the Ouija board said so. It had to be true. There had to be three bodies somewhere in the attic.
People, they just don't have the sense that they were born with, I guess. Well, there are some very intriguing cases where crimes have been solved, where missing persons have been found. There's a number of interesting examples of how that kind of indicates that there may be something to this on some level that we don't quite understand. Why don't you give us some examples of some of the more amazing cases? And there are a number of them in your book.
There are, and this is why we can't be real black and white about something like the Ouija board. We can't say it's all bad. We can't say it's all good. There seems to be a mix of accuracy, of truth, and helpfulness mixed in with some of these wild cases and even the truly frightening ones. There have been some cases where people have gone missing and people have consulted the Ouija board and they've taken the information to the police. And if a law enforcement agencies follow through on it, that person is found. There was a case of a missing husband. The woman said, my husband's been missing and he may have stepped out on her, who knows. And he's in New York City. I know he's in New York City because the Ouija board said he went to New York. And he was indeed found in New York, right where the Ouija board said he was going to be found. There are other cases where information has been given about missing persons, and it is not borne out. There were stories from the early 20th century about law enforcement agencies and personnel using the Ouija board or at least acknowledging it as a source of potentially helpful information. I don't think you'd find anyone wanting to acknowledge that today.
So the conventional wisdom has it here that it's a plaything. When someone moves the planchette, it's subconscious or deliberate.
I'm sorry. Are you saying in every case it's subconscious?
No, I'm saying that's what people tend to think.
Yes. Most people are going to say that this is a product of your imagination. You're doing it yourself, and you just don't realize it. That's what most skeptics would say. And I think that another case can be made that there is genuine spirit activity through the board, and that sometimes people do come into contact with entities that can wreak quite a bit of havoc with them. Now, one thing I did notice when I was interviewing people about especially their problematic experiences, that the people who tend to have the most response from the board and also the most problems with the board are either themselves or working it with someone who have natural mediumistic ability. And sometimes they don't realize it, especially if they've never tried spirit communications before. But people who have a natural mediumistic ability are able to tune in to the spirit world much more quickly, no matter what they use, whether it's a pendulum, a Ouija board, a Frank's box, automatic writing, whatever.
Tell our listeners what a Frank's box is.
Frank's boxes are a radio sweep device that scan the AM, usually the AM band of radio, very rapidly, like if you had a manual tuner and you just kept turning it and turning it, so that you get a jumble of radio broadcast sounds going on in the background. And this noise matrix, like white noise, seems to facilitate real-time spirit communication, where spirit voices are sometimes heard on top of the radio scan. And it's Frank's box is considered to be a spirit communication device. Some people have even called them electronic Ouija boards.
Now, with the Ouija board, are we thinking it has a power of its own, or it's just a focal point that you concentrate on it and you bring forth whatever internal abilities you have?
Ouija board is a tool, just like any other spirit communications tool. It's neutral. And I think that the results are a product of primarily the people operating the board, sometimes people who are in the group participating in the group mind going on, and the environment, because environments can be highly charged as well. And if there's a lot of spirit activity in a place, or you're in one of these natural portal areas that seems to have the right and geophysical properties, where a lot of spirit activity has been documented over a long period of time, those can influence your results as well.
Now, as you were talking, I was looking over at Amazon.com to see what's involved in getting a Ouija board. They've got one that's glow-in-the-dark capability. They've got one with a puck, believe it or not. They've got a large one made of tempered glass, a tempered glass cutting board. Okay, and they've got the traditional Parker Brothers game, and I guess it's a vintage one, for $225.
Wow.
Yes, some of the older boards sell for quite a good chunk of money. If you manage to find one from the early 20th century, those can go for way more than that. Now, the one that Hasbro sells now is the Glow in the Dark, and the patent on Ouija boards actually expired in 1908. I mean, anybody can make a talking board, the generic device where you put numbers and letters and the selection of words on a board with a pointer. Anybody can do that, but you still cannot the name Ouija and the mystifying oracle are trademarked, as is the design of the Ouija board. You can't exactly copy that.
Now, but I had one of the original ones, the mystifying oracle William Fold talking board set by Parker Brothers, and you can get one now. They have four of them for $89.55. I missed something here. So either this one or the Parker Brothers game, you could possibly make a little bit of money. They even have a mouse pad, by the way. They have a mouse pad. They have a wall clock.
An Ouija board mouse pad. That's a great idea.
You know what? We should get a hold of them and offer that as a premium for listeners at the Paracast. I'm looking at it right now.
The Ouija board has wound up on just about any device, our clothing article, toy, accessory, you name it. It's one of the most popular designs out there. And the official Ouija board design has appeared on a lot of things. And then artists have, you know, come up with their own take on the talking board and created limited edition boards. Yes, limited edition boards.
Any different size.
Absolutely. And some of these get to be highly collectible. You know, they're signed and numbered. I have some of those myself.
Oh. I'm going to talk about this further with this company that makes the mouse pad. I don't know if people use mouse pads as much anymore because you have all those optical mice and all this other stuff. And, of course, you can't get one. How about a case, an iPad case that looks like a Ouija board? We'll develop one of those. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaway, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition."
We've all heard the phrase, "Don't judge a book by its cover." A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Man, there is a flash flood outside. The arroyo next to the house is raging with about 3.5-4 feet of water.
So basically, Chris is going to be talking and doing this show waist deep in water, right?
I hope not, because I'm looking out, and boy, it looks like, boy, you could get a kayak in that, and you could really whip down this arroyo. Oof.
Tell our listeners what part of Arizona you're in, roughly speaking.
Well, I'm right in West Sedona right now, and I'm towards the bottom of Airport Mesa, and all this water is funneling down Airport Mesa and hitting this arroyo, and it's a raging torrent right now, and it's about 75 feet away from the house.
We have Rosemary Owen Guiley, who is at a place where she doesn't have raging water, but we're talking about raging Ouija boards. And just briefly, before we ended our last segment, I was talking about all the forms and shapes Ouija boards come in. I mentioned mouse pads, and I think we might consider maybe offering that as a premium on the PowerCast, have talked to the vendor. It would be fun. And that's the point here. For a lot of people, it's just an entertainment device. How many people, by the way, have bought Ouija boards over the years? Ever do a survey?
I don't know exactly what the total number of boards have been sold, but considering that it's one of the most popular gaming devices out there for well over a century now, you know, we're definitely into the millions.
Yeah, probably millions. You're right. Yeah. Gosh, I wish I had the one I found back in college. It didn't have a planchette, but it was the board. But it looked like it was from the 20s because it was the wood one. When did they stop making the actual wood version?
The wood ones went into, I would say, around the end of the 20s.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was. Boy, I should have held on to that.
Maybe the early 30s. Yeah, if you still had that, it might be rather valuable.
I don't. I think my roommate ended up with it. He used it to clean seeds.
Oh, no. The spirits didn't like that.
We were wild college guys, you know, so what could we do?
Well, I have to think now about the things I sold or didn't retain, like early Spider-Man comic books. Wow, they'd be worth a lot of money. I didn't have one of the early action comics or Batmans, though.
Yeah, I had one of the original Frisbees. It's worth a fortune now. God, no. I also had a Pluto platter, which is also worth a lot of money, which was the second Frisbee. I was a real Frisbee fan. How about you? What other collectible things do you have that come from the occult realm? I'm sure you've got quite a collection of cards, Rosemary. What is your favorite tarot deck?
Well, my favorite tarot deck is one I co-created with artist Bob Place. It's the Alchemical Tarot.
Oh. And
that came out in the mid-1990s. We've just put out the third edition on that.
And
because we're doing it ourselves now, we got our rights back, and so we're in total control.
I want to ask you very briefly. You call it tarot, but most people call it tarot.
It's pronounced both ways. I usually say tarot, but some people say tarot. It's like Ouija. Some people say Ouija, and most people say Ouija.
I was just
Nobody
looking
really
at the
knows.
Lettering. I mean, I didn't have people coming up to me and say, you have a Ouija board or a Ouija board?
And actually, you know, now that you bring it up, nobody really knows the exact origin of the name
ask,
or what it means.
Where did that name come from? Where did the name come from? Does it have a meaning? Or?
Nobody really knows exactly how the name was conceived or what exactly it means. There are just stories told. And in one story, one of the original patent holders, Charles Kennard, who was the first one to manufacture the board, he said that, or the story goes, that he said that a spirit gave him the name and sent it meant good luck. And another story says, well, it means yes in French and German, oui and ya, in which case it would be pronounced a oui-ya board, which doesn't seem to make much sense, but that was one of the stories, too. But
I'm going to buy myself a oui-ya board.
A oui-ya board. William Fold, who was the man who really put the Ouija board on the map, he consolidated the power in the company and got the patent, and he wanted a lot of mystique around the board because that's what sold, mystery, fun, entertainment. And so he encouraged an aura of mystery and uncertainty about the board and its origins.
Okay, so he was a marketing guy.
He was. He didn't start out as a marketing guy. He actually worked his way up in the company. He was a varnisher and a painter. But he was very ambitious and very shrewd and made himself to be very indispensable in the company. And so when the principals kind of wanted to get out of the business or cash in on their investments, he was more than happy to step in and take over. And he and his brother Isaac started out in a partnership and had a feud and split up, and his brother Isaac even started a competing company for a while until his brother shut him down legally. William Fold went on to really put the board on the map, and that was the 1920s. By 1927, he was dead. He was only in his mid-50s. He was trying to repair a flagpole on the roof of one of his manufacturing plants in Baltimore, fell and died of his injuries. He only had like some minor injuries and a broken rib, but on the way to the hospital, his rib pierced his heart, and that's what killed him.
Oh, jeez. How about famous spiritualists from the time, like the Fox sisters or some of the people that were friendly with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle? Or how about Houdini? I seem to recall a couple of debunking efforts that he made trying to dispel the popularity of the board as being a truly viable device. Do we have any indication that some of the movers and shakers within the spiritualist movement at the end of the 19th century and into the beginning of the 20th century, did they ever utilize this?
I don't have any real good stories involving those personalities. And actually, those individuals would have considered something like the Ouija board competition, because most of the prominent mediums of the spiritualist days, and that really started to peter out by about the 1930s, they were the star. They were getting messages either mentally or through trance mediumship, through the manipulation of the voice to speak to the spirit. So they were not relying on something like this. This is considered a device for the common person who didn't have, the right touch.
Yeah. It's like your basic entry-level divination spiritualist tool, basically.
Now, Fox sisters... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to comment, about the Fox sisters. In a way, they sort of used a crude form of a Ouija methodology when they started with the rapping spirit in their home, claiming they could get messages. And in the beginning, they were spelling out messages letter by letter by getting the spirit to rap once and twice, for yes and no, whether or not a letter was accurate. So it was a very crude and slow form of letter by letter communication that the Ouija board really streamlined.
Of course, I guess the real skeptics here would say, well, if the spirit world is so powerful, why can't they just talk? Why do they have to use these crazy implements? And that's a question that Rosemary Ellen Guiley will deal with as we get to our next segment. The book is Ouija Gone Wild, and the weather's gone wild near Sedona, Arizona. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
Not the sound of lightning striking. All about Ouija boards, Ouija Gone Wild, written by Rosemary Ellen Guiley and Rick Fisher. So I guess the question I ask, which is not meant to be sarcastic, it's meant to be a real question that skeptics might ask, which is, all right, if the spiritual world is so powerful, why use this kind of device? Why can't they just convey it more simply?
I wish there was a good answer for that, Gene. And I think if we could get more direct communications more easily, we human beings, would not have to invent all of these other devices as we have throughout history. From the beginning, we've wanted to penetrate these barriers between the spirit world and the living and the dead, and it doesn't seem to be readily possible. We keep looking for ways to do it, and we don't get direct communication very easily. It only seems to come through certain individuals with a certain attunement at certain times and certain places. And we keep looking for ways to make it more reliable. And the Ouija board combined that with entertainment. That was the genius behind the board, is that you had something that could be a serious communication device, but it was something that you could bring into the family environment and be in awe and wonder over.
Come on, kids. Tonight's Ouija board night. Get your mom and let's have fun.
In 1920... I think it was 1920 or sometime in the early 20s, Norman Rockwell put a cover on Saturday Post magazine of a young man and woman, and they look like they're a courting couple, you know, that there's romance going on between them. And they're working a Ouija board, and they've got it on, their knees are touching, they're facing each other, their knees are touching, they've got the board on their knees. And she's looking off into space like she wants to know, you know, will he, won't he, you know, are we going to get married? And he's looking at her. And you get this impression of something that's a very wholesome sort of activity or entertainment, very different from the skewed picture that the media painted the board today.
So basically, at that point, it was a source of fun and frolic or whatever, a way for two people to get more closely together, you know, knees touching and everything. And now demons will attack you if you unleash them.
It's really a shame how the board, it's a shame how the board has become demonized. And yes, people have had bad experiences, but people have bad experiences in all kinds of spirit communications. Hollywood has consistently used this board as a device to propel horror plots. You know, you can burn it, you can have planchettes fly across the room, you can have evil messages spelled out. It's very convenient. And the movies The Exorcist and Witchboard really, I think, did the most to sway pop culture opinion that the board itself was somehow demonic and evil, which is definitely not the case.
Yeah, it's just a piece of cardboard. I mean, let's get real. You know, we can put all sorts of intent and focus and psychic energy into anything and have it become the focus of all sorts of positive and negative things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the object itself is the cause or the the actual motivational force to have things happen, either positive or negative. It's all the intent that goes into it that is the important thing. I've been hearing for many years that certain people who may be psychically fragile, vulnerable, prone to negativity, whether it's emotional or acting out negative things, that they should stay away from a Ouija board because it tends to magnify tweakiness in particular individuals. Some of the stories in your book kind of indicate that there may be some relevance to that. Do you want to address that?
I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, Chris, and that's my opinion too, that there are individuals who, and they seem to be drawn to the paranormal and occult, like, you know, moths to the proverbial flame, that any sort of paranormal activity derails them or, you know, is very psychologically distressing. They want the experience, but then they can't handle the experience. And with something like the Ouija board being so readily available and brought out often as an entertainment device, these are some of the people then who get engaged in these activities, and then they start having problems. I have used a Ouija board on investigations. I don't consider it a very productive investigation tool, but I've experimented with a lot of devices. Are any of them reliable? Because you can't really prove who you're communicating with in most cases. But yet I consider, I experiment with all sorts of devices. But yet I recommend to people not to take these things on investigations because the individuals involved in these sessions are really more of the problem than the device itself. It's their reactions. If some of them are bringing these subconscious fears about the Ouija board, they've been told that it's problematic or bad. Anything that comes across the board is going to have a certain kind of effect on them.
A self-fulfilling prophecy, then?
In many cases, yes.
So if you believe the Ouija board to be a source of evil or to bring forth evil entities, then maybe that's what you'll be in touch with. Well, if you believe it's fun, it's rewarding, it's uplifting, you'll contact beings that are more in that fashion.
Well, you're certainly more likely to have a neutral experience or one that, even if a problematic communicator came through, it wouldn't upset you and send you into a tailspin of nightmares and sensations of being watched and things like that.
Now, let's look at that particular part of it, which is the negative part where people have been affected psychologically. Do we have people who've really gone on to have to be treated or committed as a result?
We can speculate that, yes, there are people who've had to have some sort of counseling as a result. Now, I will say, in the defense of people who have had negative experiences, as I mentioned, some of these stories came from people that I consider to be very well grounded in the paranormal and very experienced in investigations, and they still had experiences that caught them off guard. Now, none of these situations are black and white. They're complex. They involve a lot of psychological dynamics, too. But in the chapter devoted to Zozo, now Zozo seems to be an entity who is very, very nasty and prefers Ouija board communications or talking board communications. And we document some distressing experiences that people have had with Zozo personalities. There's Zozo. Zozo seems to use a lot of names. We tell the story of Darren Evans, who is a person who really put Zozo on the map in terms of collecting information about Zozo and stories and documenting the pattern. And Darren says by his own admission that, you know, he became very preoccupied with the Ouija board and was in touch with this entity named Zozo, which then dominated his life off the board. It had a psychological influence on him. He felt that it interfered in his family life, his relationship, his marriage. It deteriorated his mental state. He couldn't hold a job very well. And he said he went into a complete nervous breakdown at one point, and it took him years to get clear of it.
So do we have any examples of a particular entity claiming to come through and then having totally separate appearances of an entity totally unrelated to other cases?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, like, did somebody else in some unrelated session who had no knowledge of Zozo, has somebody else?
Oh. Yes, and in fact, we have some in the book as well.
And we'll get into what's in the book, a couple of those descriptions, as we continue with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. It's about Ouija boards with Jean and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, the Ouija boards take front and center. The book is called Ouija Gone Wild, written with Rick Fisher. Shocking true stories, you say. You're about to tell us a story, and maybe you can continue that now.
It concerns the entity known most widely as Zozo, Z-O-Z-O, and a negative entity who comes through the Ouija board and starts out as Mr. Nice Guy, sometimes masquerading as a dead person that the board users know, and then getting increasingly nasty and seeming to have the ability to reach out beyond the board and affect people's health, mental state, luck, relationships.
So is Zozo a name of it or just a label that's applied?
This is the name that the entity gives, Zozo. And
so if you get someone saying, I'm Zozo, run the other way.
Absolutely. And we
good,
have
good
cases. It's actually the name of a demon, a very minor demon that is listed in the 19th century Infernal Dictionary that Colin de Plancy put together. That's one of the most famous dictionaries of demons, a minor demon from a possession case. Now, Zozo seems to have alter egos as well, like Zaza, Z1, a lot of other Z names. But I had a case involving a friend of mine just a few months ago who was using a Ouija board with another person, and an entity came through who started out, you know, being rather friendly, asking, you know, are you Zozo? I'm looking for Zozo, and then finally admitting that I am Zozo, well, you know, and getting very kind of darker in tone. And she asked me, she said, have you ever heard of an entity? She'd never heard of Zozo before. She said, have you ever heard of an entity named Zozo? And I said, oh, Zozo is quite famous in board communications. And when she, I sent her around to a few sources, and she was absolutely astonished that without knowing a thing about this entity, it had come through on her board communications.
So Zozo exists independently of one's expectations.
It seems to be. And from an occult perspective, the scenario would be that there is an entity out there who wishes to wreak havoc with people, who goes by the name of Zozo and looks for opportunities to do so primarily through talking board communications.
And is this some sort of trickster type thing?
It's definitely trickster because it starts out as Mr. Nice Guy and sometimes masquerades as a dead person and then at some point reveals itself, well, I'm not your grandfather. I'm, you know, my name is Zozo.
So
and,
at that point, if you are doing this, you're working on the Ouija board or whatever, doing any kind of communication, and you get the name Zozo, what do you do? Stop, say, be gone? What do you do?
My general advice is to end this session and tell the entity to go away and not come back. And if it comes back again, if you do another board session, to stay away from the talking board for a period of time. Now, I've had this entity come through as Zaza, and that's been, about half a dozen times now in the past couple of years where I don't get Zozo, but it goes by the name Zaza. And
maybe it was Zaza Gabor.
Yeah, misspelled, phonetically spelled.
I see a bunch of hip hoppers in a Ouija board session. They get the entity yo yo.
Well, you know,
I was
going to
add the sound of a crashing bomb or something like that, or a drum roll or a cymbal, but I won't. They say I tell bad jokes.
You just have to have a sense of humor sometimes about these things to keep them in the right perspective.
Okay, but Zaza, it's the same thing. Stop the sessions. Walk away from the board. Don't do it for a few months. Give it a rest.
And with some people, it may have to be, this is not the device for you because it's going to be problematic, you know, whenever you use it.
Is there a reason then to think that maybe certain people attract that kind of entity or being?
There are people who, as I mentioned, you know, earlier in the show, there are people who have a higher degree of natural mediumistic ability. And a lot of people don't even know it because they've never tried it before. Maybe sitting down at a Ouija board is the first time they attempt to communicate with spirit. And so they think it's the board and not them, when actually it's their own attunement. Well, if you're not schooled and trained and know what you're doing in spirit communications, and you open up like that, all kinds of things might answer, including opportunistic entities who want to play around with you.
You know, one thing that might be interesting here, because listeners are hearing this and many have never experimented with a Ouija board before, maybe they want to go and buy one. Okay, so maybe this segment may be part of the next, and we also have questions, a few questions from our listeners. Tell our listeners, getting a Ouija board for the first time, maybe give them a Ouija board 101, what they should do, what they should look out for, how best to produce some kind of impact or effect.
My recommendation is to start with a new board, and that's because sometimes with old boards, there is the potential for a spirit attachment. It's not necessarily the case. I have old boards in my collection, but start with a new one. Start fresh and be in good energy. Be focused on what you're doing. It's not entertainment. Don't sit down and have a lark and want to provoke something and see what kind of a scare you get. Treat it like a serious communication device with a specific goal in mind and direct the session. You can visualize yourself in a protective space if you have meditations or prayers or invocations of protective spirits to do before a session. That's very helpful for your own peace of mind, if nothing else. And direct the session. Here's my purpose for communicating. I want to connect with so-and-so, and these are my questions. And if communications start getting kind of freaky, you don't like the answers, or there seems to be an ugly personality who muscles in, just end the session. End the session. Tell all the participants the door is closed. The spirits stay in the spirit world, and the door to the physical world is shut. And then it's very important also to shut down your own self, to detach from the session and not think about it a lot, not play it over and over again in your head. This is where a lot of people start to build up anxiety, and that keeps the link open to something that wants to play around.
So if I follow those recommendations, I'll have a friendly experience with a Ouija board.
Well, you certainly increase your odds, Gene, of having a
Gene,
neutral or
I don't know.
You,
benevolent
you
experience.
You'd bring
but, you know,
a ghost to Steve Jobs, man.
Steve Jobs? I don't know. I don't think so. I do not think so. I've never had anything with a Ouija board that struck me as being strange. Now, my first wife and I played with it. That's Geneva Hagen. That's her name now. And we had situations where it moved around in a way that she felt was unusual. And she had a couple of friends where things might have happened. Again, we looked at it with skepticism. Didn't quite believe it. Now, why even then, and this gets into the paranormal realm and the UFO world and everything, why assume it's the spiritual world and maybe not somebody in an alternate dimension talking with us?
That's actually a potential explanation for some of this. And I do believe that some of our spirit communications, where we think we're talking to the dead or to spirits, we're talking to personalities who, like us, are living in their own dimensional space. And they may be communicating with us thinking we're spirits as well.
So they're using their Ouija boards in their reality, thinking it's fun and games, and they get in touch with someone, and they is us.
It's certainly plausible under the multi-dimensional model for reality that we have dimensions that are layered on top of ours. And I've often thought in my experiments with the Frank's Box technology that I've often wondered, you know, am I talking to other beings or people or versions of humans in other dimensions rather to disembodied entities in the afterlife or the spirit realm? And this is something that we have no way of really proving at this point. We have no way of proving the identities of the beings that we communicate with, even when they give us information that can be validated through records or through somebody's knowledge. Because in occultism, it's held by many people that the communicating spirits, some of them at least, have a great ability to masquerade, and that they can assume personas the way a human being would put on a glove. They can slip on a personality and know enough about it to convince you that they are somebody else.
This is not somebody else. This is Rosemary Ellen Guiley with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNlive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNlive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNlive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.